Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 16th, and it's 9 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chrisanne Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let the Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Time is running out in a couple of different areas, and gift giving might be one of them. Today, I want to go over a few reminders, including checking your list. So first, who's left? Now is the time to pull out your gift list and check them twice. If you're using the Christmas organizing forms, it gives you a quick overview in your check boxes of the gifts you've purchased and what gifts are still needed if you're using the gifting groups form. Go through all your lists with a highlighter and highlight anyone you still need to purchase a gift for so it's easy to see at a glance. For some, it helps to transfer the people onto a sheet of paper that's easier to take with you shopping. Just remember to update your main forms when you finish your shopping. Next is gift wrapping. Once you have all your gifts purchased, only half the battle is over. You still need to wrap the gifts. Using your gifting groups form, look at the wrapping column to see what gifts you still need to wrap. Is your list long? Use a different color highlighter than you use for your gifts to highlight the gifts you still need to wrap in each of your gifting group lists. Next, you need to evaluate the items you have left and the time you have until you need to give the gifts and determine how you will wrap the gifts you have left. If you're wrapping each one with wrapping paper, make sure you have enough paper for all the gifts. Nothing is more frustrating than running out of paper in the middle of wrapping gifts. If time is short, consider using gift bags and tissue paper to wrap your gifts. Look at all the gifts you have left and evaluate them to determine how many bags you need and what sizes. No matter how you're wrapping, set aside a time to wrap and make sure you have all the supplies you need, including tape, paper, bags, tissue paper, name tags, bows, ribbon, and a pin. Trust me on the pin. So many times I get all settled to wrap my gifts and I do not have a pen, and it's so frustrating. So now it is in my normal checklist for gift wrapping. The next thing we're going to talk about is mailing. Your gifts are purchased and wrapped, but you have ones you need to mail. Time is running out to not have to spend an arm and a leg to get those packages delivered in time for Christmas. Here's some tips. First, check the delivery service you plan on using to find out their deadlines. Second, if you're using USPS, they have boxes for free that are based on size and not weight. This can help a lot if you have heavy items. You can also order the boxes for free from the USPS.com website and have them delivered right to your door. Then pack it up, buy your postage online, tape it up, and request a delivery pickup at your home or office. This saves time and frustration. Just remember, the normal 2 days at Christmas can turn into 2 to 5 days, and it's not guaranteed, so mail earlier than you need it there. Third, consider ordering items online, having it gift wrapped if it's just one or two items. During the holidays, many online companies have free shipping, and the wrapping of the items can often be cheaper than you actually mailing them. Fourth, if you have not yet started purchasing items you need to mail, think small and lightweight. This will save you not only in shipping costs, but you need smaller boxes to mail, or you may even be able to use a padded envelope. 1 year when the Dollar Tree store was new, I went and bought everyone bath items and filled up stockings. Well, the ones I needed to mail cost more than my great bargain, so I ended up donating the items to charity and went to Plan B. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we'll be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.